Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mitchell, Scott Hannon, super producer Chris Larson, Spencer Jost, man of the controls, while Kevin's off having some coffee. Oh, he came back. How about that?
Oh, of course I came back.
You did, huh? You missed us too much?
Wouldn't miss a Friday with you guys.
He was on
you
location.
You gotta have coffee. Come on, right?
Hanging out at a little Moxie Java this morning.
Brought Spencer some cookies and
Look at you. Yeah. How about that, Spencer? You happy with those cookies or what?
Yeah. Good. No, he hasn't had them yet.
Thumbs up.
Yeah. I have two thumbs up on those Moxie Java cookies.
You're going to sound like the Cookie Monster here before too long.
Yeah.
They're going to be sounding like the Cookie Monster
for everybody.
Hey, look at Todd's hat. Look what Todd's wearing. Let's go, Brandon,
baby.
Let's go,
Brandon. Nowadays.
That's kind of a staple for you there, that hat, isn't it, Todd?
Absolutely. You got to surgically remove this thing.
I love it. Well, speaking of which, our friends at Nodak Tees said, you know, we're having so much fun. Why don't you give away a few more of those Nodak Tees? Let's go Brandon T-shirts. And we should get a graphic of that super producer, Chris, up for those that are watching us on What's On Your Mind, on the live streams, on our Facebook social media platforms, as well as the websites, because you got to see this T-shirt. It's Let's Go Brandon, spelled in shipping containers. And there are all these colorful shipping containers. When you first look at it, you think, oh, it's kind of a cool color on that, but you look really close, and they're shipping containers. I think that should be on every news report about Joe Biden. They should try that. Spell Joe Biden, spell wherever he's doing it from, in shipping containers, because I think that's the legacy. There they are, right there. See that? Let's go, Brandon. You got to kind of look in there. You think, oh, that's kind of a cool design.
But
and you look a little closer.
This is really going to be something that we don't forget anytime real soon. I mean, this is
an
incredible situation we're in.
See, Chris is zooming in on him now. If you're watching online, you get all the benefits of seeing this. And they've also said they're selling them now for $19.99. It's a good quality T-shirt. One of those that's not the flimsy, going to be, worthless after a couple of watches. It's good quality washes, rather. It's a good quality T-shirt, and it also is just flat-out hilarious.
I'm sitting here clicking on the screen that Chris is doing, and I'm trying to order one, and I got to go on the website and actually do it.
One thing I'll tell you, by the way, if you go there, there's other T-shirts. One of my favorite is the outline of North Dakota, like the state, and then in the middle of it, it just says farm. You know, so much of everything about North Dakota started with a farm. Right?
Yep. Amen.
Just true. A farm. Start feeding people. You think about the settlers and they came here, a piece of land. Okay, I'm gonna have a farm right there.
Exactly.
So it is, farms and ranches are the bedrock of our great state. And of course, you look what's happening in the energy sector as well. Gets to the point where we ought to just keep our head down and we can feed the world. We can feed ourselves. We can power the world, power ourselves. Great, resources on the energy front. Affordable, reliable, clean, beautiful coal. You've got oil and gas. You've got every kind of commodity on the ag side. You've got your beef. You got your pork. You got, what?
See, if it gets any crazier, we can just secede from the union. We got all the tools here.
Exactly. If you say that, people think you're nuts. So, Todd, now you will be the subject of a, he wants to succeed from the union, take up arms, and,
Everybody knows I'm nuts. That's no big news flash. But
everybody knows as the world retreats into Common Senseville, this will be the center of all that.
Well, I think our next play here to make sure the 10th Amendment actually exists is a convention of the states. I really do. Do you guys know much about the Convention of the States?
Not as much as I should.
Yeah, by the way, Rick Santorum, good friend of ours. Try and call Rick today. I don't know what he's doing, but Senator Kevin Cramer was supposed to be on our talk radio town hall today. And we found out last night that he was going to be on a plane this morning. He is going to be on Meet the Press. Or is it called Meet the Depressed? I can't remember what they call it.
Meet the Press, yeah.
Or Press the Meat. I forget what the name of the show is, but...
Press the mute button so you don't tell the truth accidentally. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Up Chuck Todd from, or the Chuck Todd. You guys help me.
I haven't watched since Tim left.
Kind of short-circuiting here today. I can't remember. It might be Up Chuck Todd. But, yeah, Tim Russer was he was my kind of news guy.
Yep. Right? I haven't watched it since.
I have no idea of his politics. I assume upstate New York, you know, Big Russ, his dad, all the stories you heard. I'm guessing that, you know, that many years in Washington as a reporter.
I know his politics, but he was very good at compartmentalizing and not making his political slant the story.
I didn't know. Yeah. I had no idea. And by the way, that's exactly how
it should be.
Yeah. Yes, just give me the facts, ma'am. Anyway, it's Up Chuck Todd now, and you have no doubt what he thinks. But you know what? He's better than Chris Wallace. He's better than Chris Wallace. If you want to stay sane on Sunday mornings, you got to watch Maria Bartiromo.
There you go.
Exactly. Sunday Morning Futures. Yep. And she's better than 90% of the people on Fox now, even. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I love her. I love her. She's great. She has good questions. She's like a dog on bone, no matter who she's talking to, but you get some good, a lot of good guests. You know, most of the Sunday shows is about talking to themselves. They want to tell
you. Watching them.
Yeah, they tell you how smart they are. Just watch them. You know,
Maria Bartiromo reminds me of my sister-in-law. Swear, you guys like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
All right, you're coming over Sunday and you're bringing green bean casserole.
Yeah, you had no option. Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah. The way she is, she pull her glasses off. All right, you're bringing the green beans.
anyway, so a long way of telling you, Senator Kramer will not be here. So we have a few of our friends joining us today, like Jim the Flagpole Guy and Carol Juven. Got a Lutefisk dinner in your future this weekend.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Now you're talking.
I've had Lutefisk twice in my life, and both times were like, not so much again. I do want to try Carol's Lutefisk.
You should, because there's Lutefisk.
I will do that.
And then there's Carol Juven's Lutefisk.
Yep.
There's salmon, and then there's Carol Juven salmon with Juven sauce.
So I've heard.
Yeah, you've got
it. If the Lutefisk is gelatinous, it wasn't prepared right. It's supposed to be flaky. And
gelatinous.
Once you've had
listen to the highbrow foodie here.
Right.
What was that word?
Both times I've had the Jell-O. That's right there. The fish Jell-O.
Just put the picture up.
Yeah, fish Jell-O. That is my father-in-law in a plateful in about a week and a half. Yeah.
I was when somebody tried to get it to me at North Coast Fest. This is years ago now. And that was the same thing there. It's like, oh. Then I went to Almont at their dinner. And the dinner in Bismarck, and both of those were fantastic. And I'm like, I'll take it that way anytime. Just don't give me the Jell-O-ish.
That's the Carl way. That's the Carl way.
Got it.
I'm sorry, the Carol way. Carol's human. By the way, Todd, what was that word again you just used? Most of it ends up being gelatinous? Was that the
gelatinous
word?
Gelatinous.
Like,
Like a Jell-O-ish kind of.
It's more like Jell-O. It's all rubbery.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you want to eat Lutefisk-flavored Jell-O? I feel like somebody needs to make a meme now of a box of Lutefisk-flavored Jell-O.
Try not to use any more $64,000 words on it today in the program.
I know, I get a headache when I do it.
That's what it's always been like that Jell-O-y kind of...
They're not preparing it right is what I was told early on, and it's proven right. So, I mean, anytime you get a nice flaky thing...
Now, this dinner that he's going to tell us about is a Lutefisk and meatball dinner, so if you go somewhere... and the Lutefisk is gelatinous. You have meatballs.
Have the meatballs, yes.
Right. Have the meatballs.
Try a little bit of the Lutefisk and then just gorge on meatballs at that point.
Give me a little bit of the Jell-O and a lot of the meatballs.
I can't wait to find out when and where this is because Carrie and I need a road trip anyway. So.
Oh, good. Come on over to the Sons of Norway. Yep, it's downtown Fargo. Sons of Norway on Sunday. Carol will be here. We'll also talk a little of the Norway tours. Norway's opening up again, and folks are booking like crazy, so we'll tell you about that. Also, Scott Herman from Action Movers. You know they move for free program now? You move for free. What the heck? So we're going to talk with them. We talk a lot about the great career opportunities there, too, so we'll chat with them. So those are a few of our friends that will be here today. And I'll try Rick Santorum on the Convention of the States because I actually think we've got to get serious about that. Charlie Kirk talks a lot about, and I can't remember if it's the 18th or 19th Amendment, and I got to find my Constitution and Declaration of Independence here.
You don't have them all memorized?
No, I just always flip the 18th and 19th, and I can't remember. But Charlie Kirk always talks about, you know, if we change how senators are elected, we would give a lot more power back to the people. And right now, it's blue state, red states that decide, right? If you're a big blue state, you're going to send libs. You're right, so you're going to say conservatives, where the legislators that are closest to the people, if they were responsible for hiring and firing senators, we keep our legislators accountable to hiring or firing the, right. the senators that are not serving us. And you have a fighting chance of talking with legislators versus, you know, getting time with the one of two senators. You're lucky here. You're blessed here because ours, John Hovind here yesterday, Kevin Cramer here every Friday for an hour, they're accessible. Most are not. In fact, whenever Senator Cramer, you know, whenever we're out with him and people will talk to him or people from out of a different area are there, they're like, you can't even believe this. You just don't have this kind of access to senators. Call him up, ask him anything. That's crazy. So anyway, that's another thing that could change things for the better.
18th, by the way, was the alcohol, and 19th is the women's right to vote as far as amendments go. So.
Paging Charlie Kirk. I'll find out for you, okay?
I don't think it's either one of those.
Todd's dropping words on me. I'm expected to remember the every amendment.
Prohibition of alcohol, which is ratified.
Yeah. So. By the way, let's get to your phone calls. First time callers go to the front of the line, and somebody's going to get a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt coming up.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the Auto Command CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
It's time to relax with a jug of North Dakota Sweet Crude Liqueur. At the end of a crazy day, let those stressful thoughts just melt away with the smooth taste of an unrefined, easy sip and drink and rich North Dakota history. Ask for it by name at your favorite local liquor store and go to crudespirits.com to see the variety of ways to enjoy North Dakota Sweet Crude. Old Man Whitener passed his recipe on for generations, and they want to share it with you. North Dakota Sweet Crude, a great way to finish your day.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Brought the turntable to work today.
Hope when you take that jump, you don't feel the fall. Hope when the water rises, you build a wall. Hope when the crowd screams out, you're screaming your name. Hope if everybody runs, you choose to stay. Hope that you fall in love and it hurts so bad. suffer, but take the pain. Hope when the moment comes, you'll say, I did it
Love that song. 21 past the hour on What's on Your Mind. Monday, yours truly will be in Jamestown, North Dakota, the Gladstone Inn. You know why? My friends from Pipers are putting up for auction exceptional cropland in central North Dakota, Foster and Stutzman County, 3,700 acres. Oh, my goodness. 10 a.m. on Monday. So we said, let's just bring the whole darn show there and hang out with folks at the Gladstone Inn. Always have a great time. And go to Pipers.com to find out more about this or give Steve Link a call at 361-9985. 361-9985. These parcels dot just north of 94, a little bit to the west of Jamestown, and the three parcels to the south of 94, all on the west side of 281. There's a couple up there about Carrington, too, I think, up there Tish North as well, but would it be Foster County? I think it's Foster County, too. So, like, 1,200 acres up in Foster, 2,500 in Stutzman, and it is it's just unbelievable. I mean, the soil test, everything they've done, pretty incredible. So go to Pipers.com for more details, and we'll see you Monday at the Gladstone Inn in Jamestown. First-time caller waiting to go hear it. Telephone number 258-0550. Nice and slow, Scott. Some people don't like it when you say the number so fast.
That's true.
Say it slower.
Yeah, yeah.
If you actually switch to Patriot Mobile, it hears me say the number and dials for you. That's what I heard. I don't know if that's true or not, but it is like it's the way to get to us a little bit quicker. And the best part of Patriot Mobile is not that their service is the same as all the major carriers on the big towers. It's not even that they're America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. It is a prime example of you being able to feel a little better in these crazy times, right? So if you're turning on the news and saying, this is hopeless, spending is crazy, inflation, mandates, lockdowns, open borders, it's crazy. You're going to feel better after signing up with Patriot Mobile. It's the feeling you get knowing you're doing business with people that share your values. Take care of our troops.
That's what I like about
support
it.
Support. I do too.
That's serious. That's what I like about it. More and more people. That's why I'm drinking Black Rifle Coffee.
And if
Thank you very much.
If you get purposeful about that, you're just going to weather the storm a lot better.
Amen.
And you know, Amazon. I'd sooner die than order anything from Amazon. I'm dead serious.
You want to kick China? You know where?
Yeah.
Quit buying their stuff.
Yeah. Forget the boxes on your front doorstep. You go find it in town. Take care of somebody locally. It is hard to do, but a little effort, you feel a lot better about it.
Every day I'm making more of them.
Somebody called yesterday on dog food.
Yep.
And guess what I did when I went home? Okay, I'm looking for made in China. I'm not looking for distributed by such and such in the USA. I'm looking for where is it made. I'm happy to report everything was USA because my wife is a lot smarter than me. She's way ahead of me. I'm not giving our dogs anything from China. She'd already figured it out. Anyway, Patriot Mobile, switch now. Free activation with code FLAGFAMILY. FLAGFAMILY. When you call them at 972-PATRIOT or go to patriotmobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. You're on Verizon, Sprint. What's the other? AT&T, I guess?
Yeah, T-Mobile.
T-Mobile?
But they're
woke. Woke. They are absolutely woke. Two first-time callers waiting to go, so let's get to it. Ron in Mandan.
Yeah, hello. Hello.
What's on your mind?
Yes, I believe that I read where that Governor DeSantis of Florida banned the vaccine mandate.
Okay. He did, and I should say with an assist to the legislature. He basically said, here's what you should do, legislature, and it took them 15 minutes to go, he's right, we're doing it. That's leadership.
Okay, my daughter works for HIT Incorporated. And they're going to demand that she gets a vaccine. She's already had issues with blood clotting, and she you know, has facing a dilemma. Do I get the vaccine or do I get fired? And I'm just wondering when our governor is going to step up to the plate and, you know, get the courage to do what the governor in Florida has done.
Well, just
and
so you know,
the governor.
Sorry, yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
No, I know that it's in the governor's power, or else the Florida governor wouldn't have been able to do that.
Yeah, the best example, I think, is Greg Gianforte out of Montana, because early on when the mandates was first issued, a lot of people said, well, we don't know. It's a press release now. It's not a, he just said, no, you're not doing it. Put an executive order in his legislature, then affirmed what he did. So it can be done. I think North Dakota's addressed this now, although not perfect, not at all. It's weak sauce, exemption city. But it's better than nothing. And right now the courts have said, stop. So right now this is not being enforced. You said your daughter works for HIT Inc., like HIT Inc.?
Yes.
Where's that at? Where do they domicile?
Well, it's local Mandan and Bismarck, whatever this, anyway,
I've never heard of them. What are they, Todd? Do you know anything about HIT Inc. and Mandan? I guess I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, they, yes. Big here.
Okay.
Trying to think of those.
Do they have federal contracts? What kind of work do they do?
Well, they.
Tell me.
They work with physically disabled people.
Oh, yeah, got it. So they're getting Medicare, Medicaid. They're getting federal dollars, so that's why they're flipping out. If I were your daughter, I'd go in there and say, have you seen the court cases right now? All this has been stayed. So we ought to stay our rule, too. They ought to do a hard stop on it at a minimum. As a dad, Ronald, what advice would you give to your daughter in that choice, assuming that her choice is take the vaccine or lose the job? What would you tell her to do?
Lose the job. I don't trust the vaccine at all. I haven't gotten it, you know. And I've already had COVID, and I've recovered. And I'm not going to get the vaccine because why are they pushing this so hard? What is behind all this that they're pushing it so hard? You know, that they're giving you money just to get the vaccine. They're doing this and doing that. It's just, there's something going on that they're not telling us.
See, this is my argument, has been from the beginning. When you plead with people to get the vaccine, when you do these incentives, when you jump through hoops, what you do, especially in our great state of North Dakota, God bless North Dakotans, you wag your finger at them and tell them you will, you shall, you must, you are going to have the opposite effect, and we're seeing that play out. And I applaud you, Ronald. I hope your daughter takes your advice, because I would never do that. But I'd have her talk to the employers there, and maybe we can check into it for you. Thanks for the call.
Hey, Bob Worrell. Bob is the president of Lincoln State Bank in Hankinson, North Dakota. Tell me what kind of impact you see Hankinson Renewable playing.
It's been a blessing to our community from a lot of standpoints. As an employer, I believe when the plant opened, they had about 40 to 42 jobs that were created. Today, I think that's closer to about 55 jobs. So we have had employees that are driving from out of town, and one of them in particular just built a new home and has just moved in our new residential development. And that was a young couple that he was commuting here to work and decided to buy a lot, construct a new home, and now his family, his kids will go to school here. And so there's those kind of success stories as a result of that plant being here.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House is back at it this morning, attempting to pass the massive partisan social spending bill, also known as H.R. 5376. Moments ago in Washington.
Pursuant to House Resolution 8, I inform the House that Ms. Trahan of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts will vote yay on H.R. 5376, the Build Back Better Act.
Madam Speaker, as a member designated by Mr. Fallon, the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Fallon will vote no on H.R. 5376. As a member designated by Mr. Jackson from the great state of Texas, I inform the House that Mr. Jackson will vote no on H.R. 5376.
The Food and Drug Administration has cleared Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 boosters for all U.S. adults. Boosters can be used in all individuals now ages 18 and older who have completed a primary vaccination. USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway. Drift away like Tom Sawyer.
All right, Rebecca, what's on your mind? I still remember an interview I did with Randy Owens, like early 80s.
Owen, yep.
Owen, okay, yep. From Alabama.
He was a great guy.
And his story's pretty phenomenal, like how he met his wife and, you know, the faith he has.
Well, and the brotherhood that band has.
Yeah.
Had. Yeah.
Love Alabama.
Yeah.
One of the greats. Yep, no
he
doubt about it.
He does a lot of work with St. Jude's. We met him on the Memphis trip.
Oh, sure.
He's St. Jude's. He's a big St. Jude supporter.
Say, we're going to be at the Northern Ag Expo at the Fargo Dome. And
I saw the hats, by the way.
Have you seen them?
Oh, the Red Wing shoe logo on there.
Right.
Very
on.
Nice.
Yeah, so you get a flag hat and also a Red Wing shoe logo on there. What's not to love?
One may or may not have disappeared from the inventory.
Okay, all right.
I don't know.
Where's more where that came from? And all
Has that been mailed to me yet, or...
You come up to us at the Northern Ag Expo and you say, I stand for the flag, and we flip you a cap with the flag right there on it. So it's very nice. Very nice. It's kind of a little tradition we started. Thank you, Colin Kaepernick. See, you make lemons. You make lemonade from lemons.
There you go. You know? Make a little lemonade.
He's an idiot. He can't decide whether to stand for the flag. Other idiots follow. I don't care what color skin they are. I see everybody is made in the image and likeness of God. This is a no-brainer to me. As the vast majority of other people, but other people got to make it about race, right? And he's got to make it about race. And I'm going to stand for the flag because somebody else did something.
Have you noticed how the NFL is going exactly the other way now? They realize where their bread is buttered. Kid, if you've been watching the NFL at all, military salutes live at the Naval Academy.
Fake.
Well, I'm just saying.
They're trying to clean up a mess in aisle five.
No question.
Yeah.
No question. But I don't know. I think that's a good thing. I don't think we can ever salute our military and our law enforcement enough.
True.
And they're. You know,
I completely agree. I just think they're doing.
You don't see any more kneeling. You don't see it. But they're not showing the anthem as much, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But, you know,
exactly right. Todd, would you do a little digging on HIT Inc. and just see if we could talk to somebody that's in the position of management there and so we can just find out? Yeah. I don't think anybody really should be forced to. Well, I'm not going to say really. Let me just be unequivocally clear here. In the United States of America, no one should be forced to do something against their will without at least a recognition that some people are going to have a religious or philosophical or a health reason in not doing it. And I've said before, I understand why a healthcare organization would do it. Because if you're looking at the org chart, the patient should be at the top and patients come into a hospital vulnerable. I also recognize, by the way, that the healthcare worker today is probably the most valuable commodity. We don't have a COVID crisis in hospitals. There's about 7% of hospital beds available in North Dakota right now that have COVID patients in them. That's not a COVID crisis. That's a staffing crisis. That means a lack of nurses. So you better be very careful about how you're doing this. and better understand that if you're hard fast in this, you're going to lose employees. You are. I've said enough on this. I feel like a broken record on it. How is it this complicated? It's just crazy.
Well, then you hear that they're bringing in numbers of out-of-country nurses that have been vaccinated that are willing to come in and work. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but that's one of the caveats I heard. So, I don't know. It's just land of ridiculousness lately.
If the words bring a nurse in are in any sentence, the amount of money that they're paying the nurses mean that when they have a patient, there's more to cost in caring for the patient than they get from the patient.
Yep.
And that's why this whole thing's disrupted. That's why we ought to just say, folks, I talked to Dr. Tim Mahoney earlier today. The mayor of Fargo happens to be a doctor. I said, are we in crisis mode or should we be just like COVID mode? He said something that Dr. Mike LeBeau has said before on this program. You got to open up businesses. You got to open up schools. You got to have life. You have to realize COVID's not going anywhere. It's like the flu. Every year there's a new strain. Unfortunately, people die. It's really sad. I think one of the creepiest things ever, and I have a dear friend, Bruce Jovig, Mr. Grand Forks, Mr. UND, Mr. Grand Forks Air Force Base, entrepreneur, author, really neat guy. Somebody called yesterday, said, Scott, we have a mutual friend in Bruce Jovig. I don't know if this is true or not, but some people are saying that he chose not to be vaccinated. He's 70 years old, you know, got a few extra pounds on his frame, decided not to. That's his choice. Do you know on Caring Bridge right now, if you go on Caring Bridge and check out the updates on Bruce Jovig, guess what you'll find?
He should have gotten the vaccine. He didn't get the vaccine. That's why he's there.
Really? Really? I mean, he could have had the flu and been in the same condition. Had the vaccine for the flu. You are some kind of creepy individual when you relish somebody who was not vaccinated being on a ventilator, being sedated, and battling for their life. You are lower than low. You're like Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, you know, who's this new comptroller nominee? Yeah, I think all oil and gas companies should go out of business. Oh, but let's give you a top position in the Treasury Department. Let's make you comptroller of the Treasury. There you go. Whew. All right, back to the phones. They're full, so I'm going to shut up. Two first-time callers here, and that is in addition to the last one. Todd has picked a number. Todd, you have a number in a secret envelope, correct?
Yes.
Yes, exactly right. And when that number comes up, this would be the number of first-time callers. Let's Go Brandon t-shirt from NodakTees.com is yours. We send it to you. Joey or Josie in Bismarck? Which is it?
Are you morning, there? Scott.
Good morning. How are you?
Yes, what, here.
Tell me your name.
My name's Josie.
Josie. Go ahead, Josie. Good morning to you.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about House Bill 1513, make a comment here. First of all, this is complete overreach and interfering with private organizations. Second of all, the state party gave us until 9 a.m. this morning to get our information in to determine whether or not they can appoint us a district chair. There isn't even any maps on the Secretary of State's website that you can use. In fact, I called the Secretary of State's office yesterday. And the state party is calling them to try to determine who is in and out of some of these districts. I think they need to give us more time, and I think this is completely ridiculous.
All right, let's talk about this. So, Josie, first of all, House Bill 1513 is to explain to people what it did, what happened in the legislature in that bill.
It's essentially, it gives the state party chair power to appoint district chairman if you don't meet certain requirements after redistricting, a temporary district chair.
And I'm not sure why it was necessary for the legislature to weigh in on this and change the process. I still haven't quite figured that out. I believe it was Mike Leffer who carried that bill, and Mike's, or was it an amendment? Was that Leffer's bill?
That's correct.
Yeah, and Mike Leffer, good guy, really good guy, good family out of Dickinson, Noah's son down there at the University of Mary, good guy. I've got to try and track him down and figure it out at some point. I would guess this is sort of the, I don't know, how do I describe it, the us versus them sort of faction within the conservative caucus, And so it was a way to say, we're not going to have these big battles within these districts to decide who the chair is, and then have people try and... There's a controversy going on right now amongst the Republican Party faithful to change the date on the convention, where it falls in the political calendar, to after the primary, not before the primary. And what it is an effort to do is sort of bring some semblance of calm and a decorum to the convention.
Yeah, I would agree with you on all that. I would totally agree with you, but I think it's still quite a bit of overreach. And if you call and try to see if you can talk to the state party about anything, they'll always tell you, well, we can't interfere with the districts, but now they can. So it's just, it's really messed up. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. And Perry Schaefer was on with us last Friday and talked about this, got asked about this later in the program. And I said, Perry, this smells. This looks terrible. And you're going to need to over-explain this. You're going to really have to help us understand why you as a party chair, and not even just Perry Schaefer as party chair, you know, the rules now say whoever the party chair is, and you're taking away the power from the local districts. And that just smells like a good old boys network. Smells of retribution from people who don't like some people within the caucus or somehow these district chair battles have turned out. I don't know. It looks bad. It looks bad. Now, you're telling me another version of that, and that is even before you know if you're in that district, you know, by 9 a.m. today, you have to say I'm in or I'm out. And so that's we'll call Perry Schaefer, see if we can get you a quick answer, Josie, okay?
Yeah, the biggest thing is if they'd give us some more time to get this determined. I mean, if you go check your Secretary of State's website to find out what district you're in, it still tells you you're in your old district before redistricting. So, I mean, you need to at least have updated maps and addresses and stuff like that to give people more time to actually get this ironed out.
To me, that makes total sense, what you're asking for. It does. So we'll try and get you an answer.
Barely
okay?
A week. I mean, it was filed with the Secretary of State Friday afternoon. I mean, and we had to be in by 9 a.m. this morning. I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, if you ask me.
I will text Perry and try and get you an answer quickly, okay?
Okay, thanks, Scott. You guys take care.
You as well. Keep listening. Brad in Fargo, another first-time caller. Is number 3, Todd, the number you picked? Just checking, because this is the third first-time caller.
Go with it.
Brad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Scott. Love your program. You really put in a lot of hard work for the nation, and really appreciate that. I identify as a right-wing conservative nut job, homophobe, racist, and so whenever I visit with people, they don't really have any question who I am. That eliminates all the name-calling they can do for you. But Jay Thomas had a special guest on Women for Saving America, and you need to see if you can get her on. She was quite interesting, and she said MS-13 is some of the nicer people coming across the border.
Yeah, that I would believe.
I would, too. I would, too. Yeah. Jay Thomas is a colleague. Jay's a talk show host on WDAY from 2 until 5, part of our Flag family. I'll check it out from Jay and find out who that was and have that person on. Love to do that. Good suggestion. Todd, was 3 the number? I didn't understand
3.
What you were saying. 3 was the number. So now we get to give Brad a T-shirt. Is that what you're saying? Brad, hang on. Okay, Brad wins the let's go Brad a T-shirt. We have another one, so pick a new number, Todd. Okay.
Okay.
First time callers are welcome today on the program. Brad, you got the first one. 258-0550. Fred, Clint, Gale, when we come back, don't go away.
Hi, Gus here with Precision Concrete Cutters. Did you know that you can add an egress window to any basement wall, even if there is no existing window? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. Call us at 701-280-7038.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I'm here and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan.
Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include 3,800 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster and Stutzman counties, 98 acres of highly productive cropland in Pembina County, 480 acres in Montreal County, and 160 acres in McLean County, and farm equipment retirement auctions in Steele and Bowman, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, Gus here from Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure you don't have bigger issues. Contact us today at 701-280-7038.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Your mind, brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA. Friday, Sloppy Joe Day, Harwood, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, meat lasagna, Glendon, pulled pork with gravy, chicken fettuccine, or a made-to-order burger to die for, Valley City, exit 292, just head north, PetroServe USA, helping America feel bread. I had some cheesy garlic bread the other day. It was so dang good, you can't even believe it. They actually have cheesy or garlic bread. Really good. Really good. I wasn't, you know, like, didn't need the full meal, just wanted a little something-something. And they have personal pepperoni pizzas with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 today.
Right,
that's a Friday special.
That's a deal.
Yeah, it is. Yep. They have $5 off the stun guns, too. Ladies, I mean, I'm just saying, your personal defense, protection, very important. $5 off those, and what do they got? 49-cent coffee or cappuccino, I'm telling you what. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. All right, Brad is on the road. First-time caller, Todd, new number in an envelope, right?
Yes.
Okay,
Todd's keeping track of the first-time callers here today. They're flying in. Let's go, Brandon. T-shirts for first-time callers today. One last hour, one in the next hour before the end of the program. Just call us at 701-258-0550. Or no time to wait. Want to get your opinion in? 24/7 hotline, 855-200-1776. Brad, welcome, and thank you for calling. What's on your mind?
Not a problem. Right now, I'm starting to wonder if the vaccine even works. I have a friend who's vaccinated.
Hey, Brad, hang on one second here. You sound like you're in the bottom of a fish tank. Can you move your phone a little bit there and try something a little different?
Or get off the Bluetooth.
Yeah, just wait. I'll pull over. I'm driving.
Ah,
is that better?
A little bit.
Is that better?
Just go ahead and go. We'll suffer through it. I heard you say you're starting to wonder if the vaccine even works. Tell us why you think that.
Well, I got a friend that's vaccinated and got COVID twice, got COVID right now. I have not been vaccinated, and I'm, by my own accord, pretty careless about protection, and I'm not getting sick at all. I've got other friends been vaccinated. They're still getting sick, yet I am not. And to me, it just seems like it's a big hoax that it's a way for Biden and his buddies to grab power.
Yeah, I think that the effectiveness of the vaccine is clearly declining.
Well, that's question number 777 on my list because, I mean...
Now, but that doesn't mean, I happen to believe the vaccine, if you have it, helps prevent the worst of the worst effects.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's other ways to do that if you do get it, right? That's what the therapies are for. Now they're developing therapies. Again, we're going to be living with it. I don't want you to take advice from our radio talk shows. I have no business giving you advice on this. But I've talked to my doctor. I've talked to people I love, and I get my best information. And that's what everybody ought to do. Again, some people who say you're 70, say you're a little bit overweight, say you have another health condition, and with the vaccine, you get COVID, you're going to have less of the bad effects. I think that's been proven out. Okay? Does that mean that putting the vaccine solves everything? Of course not. The effectiveness goes down. You could still get it. So then you want to just say, well, protect myself with the therapies either way, right?
Well, clearly the experimental gene therapy that is the COVID vaccine is not working for you. So,
Brad, have you had a conversation with your doctor about this?
Yeah, I've had conversations with two different doctors. One said get the vaccine, the other one said it's way too risky. See, I had Guillain-Barré also.
Oh, wow.
Which puts me in a bad
shape. Yeah, it does.
And they go ahead and do it. I said, I can't. And the other thing is, I'm 65. I am overweight, and I probably should be a prime candidate to get COVID, but I don't. And I've been exposed many times.
Means you have a great immune system.
Yeah.
Means you're protecting yourself. Don't take your advice from us. Do what you think is right, and it's pretty interesting. You talk to two doctors and get two very opposite opinions. That's not unusual, too.
I bet both doctors, though, would tell you to try and lose some weight, try and get a better diet going, get your vitamins going, make sure you're getting enough zinc and vitamin D. You know, all those things that you should just be doing to battle any virus, not just this one.
Thanks for the
call. That's
what
I know.
Thanks for the call, Brad. And I will tell you this. The effectiveness of the vaccine is declining. That is beyond dispute. Some people don't believe that. But, again, there's places in Europe that had, like, 90-plus percent vaccination rates. And their leaky rate, they call it now, the leaky rate, meaning people that are getting the vaccine that haven't fully vaccinated. That's why the boosters are coming. Right? That's the next wave.
Exactly.
But it's happening. That's a fact. Now, that doesn't mean getting the vaccine isn't the best way to prevent the worst of the worst, because that data is still pretty strong. It's still pretty strong that you can prevent the worst of the worst. But there's a risk and there's a reward. And the risk is people have died from the vaccine, given the total amount of shots that have happened. You know, every shot worldwide versus the amount of death, I don't think the percentage is a lot different than a typical vaccine. I don't believe it is.
Well,
but the idea that it's Snow White, unicorns, and pixie dust, and nothing ever happens to you, and it's just wonderful, is not accurate either. People ought to just deal with the facts as they exist.
This is an immunotherapy. They say, you know, they keep saying vaccine. If this is a vaccine, why isn't it working? Well, because it's an immunotherapy. That's why you need a booster. Your immune system isn't reacting the way it should, so you need a booster. Some are reacting fine, and they don't need that.
All right, whole another hour of your calls, questions, and comments, ladies and gentlemen. First-time callers go to the front of the line. We're going to get into a few regulars. We'll say if you're a regular, if you've called before, you got the next segment, and then we'll get back to first-time caller. How about that? Fred Wing, Gail Fargo, Tim Hazen. When we come back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. You really want to boost up your immune system? Go see Vince Webster.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.